Oh, there's excitement in the studio this morning because it's time for the man himself, the legend, the pitcher of all pitchers. It's the fabulous face man, Bill Lee. Good morning, Billy, my boy. How are you this morning?
How am I? My icicles aren't even dripping, so that means I won't be running in a thong today.
Ah! Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, welcome to springtime in New England. Isn't it amazing?
Unbelievable. We got 6 inches of snow. I saw a red fox run through my field and eat a mouse and then take a dump, and now I can't even find that red fox. It is so white here, it's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw a flock of I saw a flock of birds in my yard over the weekend. I thought it was robin redbreast, but it was just a bunch of pigeons with chopped chests. That's how cold it is out there. Okay, so Bill.
Well, it's an amazing time. I'm telling you, I got to go to the Red Sox game. I saw Porcello throw the no-hitter for 6 innings, and then the rain came, and it was perfect timing because then we watched the third period of the Bruins game on the Jumbotron. Everybody kept drinking because it wasn't the seventh inning because Red Sox are genius. This new ownership is smart, man. They know when to put the tarp on so you can drink more and then watch a hockey game.
It's amazing. Okay, now I got a question about you. You're talking about the ownership and everything. So this team is spectacular. 13-2, best start this far into the season in team history. Is it the front office that's put together a great team, or is Cora just pushing the right buttons?
It's a combination of both. We saw it in spring training. I saw Cora start out, and I anointed him the next genius, and he's got great temperament. Everybody's playing well. Ramirez is. I'm ready to go get Manny back from Taiwan. If he put down the Chinese food, I bet he'll get 40 home runs.
Go figure. Okay, next question.
Hey, Bill, what did you think about Joe Kelly hitting Tyler Austin and then the big brawl?
I thought Austin should have known it was coming. He should have took it like a gopher, laid the bat down, tipped his hat, and ran to first base like a man. You know, but now Kelly ends up getting a standing ovation at the Bruin game for doing his job. I mean, it was the worst fight I'd ever seen. It was like everybody looked at the producer on TV and thought, do we run now? Do the bullpens open? Do we come out orderly? It was like, and Vasquez, he couldn't catch a bus on the MBTA. You know, he let the catcher run right by him while he was adjusting his mask. It was a terrible fight.
Okay. Okay.
Other than that, yeah. And Bruce Springsteen, that song right there that you played before, you know, there's only 12 lyrics in that song.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Bill, I know they canceled the Patriots Day game today for the first time since 84. And yesterday, they were playing at 34 degrees yesterday. What's the coldest game you've ever pitched in?
29.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, I pitched in. I'll tell you, we pitched in snow in Toronto one day, but I think it was about 37 in snow. Yeah, sometimes it gets too cold to snow. It's funny. It's the coldest. Think about it. It's the coldest spring. Think of the Midwest. Every game's been canceled. This storm has. There was 28 inches in Marquette, Michigan. So that tells you it was a major storm. And it's basically because the global warming has pushed all the cold air off of the North Pole. The bears up there are wearing thongs.
Really?
Yeah. All the cold air got pushed down here.
Okay. Wow. Well, listen, Billy, my boy, a fantastic job once again. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. And by the way, the game for today's Patriots Day game has been moved to May 17th, isn't it, Hank?
May
17th. So.
Well, let's just go out there and be Irish and kick British butt all day long.
I got you. There's your Bill Lee report this morning. Thank you much, Billy. We'll talk to you soon.